Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time for Name That Tune.
Right. I don't do this very often, but I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. I'll read the clue first, and if you know the tune based on the clue, you buzz in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. Test them now.
Steve, free beer. Hot wings.
Love it. If you don't know the tune by the time I'm done reading the clue, then I will play the tune for you. Test the buzzers again, please.
Steve, hot wings.
Awesome. We will start with tune and clue number one. You'll hear this song at every home game for the Wisconsin Badgers. The song seems to have... Free beer.
Your mother is a goat.
Your father smelled of elderberries.
You're doing it your way.
No, I know the song. I can't think of the title, so I'm not going to say the song. Never mind.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Jump Around, House of Pain.
No, the song seems to have entered the playlist shortly after the release of the 1998 film There's Something About Mary, which featured this 1968 hit and renewed its popularity.
Oh, damn, I know it.
Here is tune number one.
Hot Wings.
Oh,
when no one else knows who this is. Hot Wings.
Steve, Tommy.
No, I know all the words.
I know all the words.
I don't know who it is, though.
Hot Wing.
Build me up, build you up, Buttercup. Build Me Up, Buttercup by the Foundations.
Yeah, I hesitate to give that to you, but you got there eventually.
Yeah, I had to start a second guess if it was Build Me Up or Build You Up.
This doesn't quite receive, I'm sure they still do it, but it does not quite receive the fanfare of Jump Around at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
Maybe I'm just not paying attention then.
Tune and clue number two. This song was used at the end of the S Creek episode Rock On in 2019. It plays when the Jazzy Gals are on their way back from a casino where this band was supposed to perform. Tune number two.
Steve.
Free beer.
Steve.
That Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
It is.
Well done, Steve.
We both lie silently still in the still of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
I remember listening to this on the radio and thinking, someday I'm going to dance with a girl while this is on. Now back to Slam Dunk Super Pro Basketball.
That time's not now.
Still waiting.
I'm alone.
We move on to tune and clue number three. This singer first met the actor that this song is rumored to be about on the set of their film, The Last Song. They started dating and had an on-again, off-again relationship for several years that included two engagements. The couple eventually married on December 23rd, 2018 in a private ceremony at their Nashville home. The marriage crumbled 8 months later and their divorce was finalized in January of 2020. In this song, the singer reflects on their doomed relationship and affirms that she doesn't need this man to make her happy.
Tommy.
Is it Flowers by Miley Cyrus?
We were good.
Oh, nice, Tommy.
We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right.
I think it's Sony that is suing her for this.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm sure they own the music rights to Bruno Mars, probably,
yep.
Right?
So it's kind of like a call and response in a way to Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's
Mars.
Right, yeah.
And so when she says, when he says, you know, I should have bought you flowers, I should have held your hand, and then she says, I can buy it myself, I can do it myself. So Bruno has no issue with this song, but
oh, that
like
is
Stoney
lame.
Or whoever it is like, no, no, we're pressing on.
Everyone wants their cut.
That is so lame.
It's a good song.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to tune and clue number four. This singer claimed he wrote this song immediately upon turning on his tape recorder, calling it an absolute ad-lib from the word go. The song is a message of letting go and finding peace, which the singer later realized was himself singing to himself during a difficult divorce from Jane Benyo, his wife of 22 years.
Okay. And the tune. Theme is plants, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's tune number four.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
Wildflowers, Tom Petty.
That is correct.
Oh.
I love this song.
I couldn't place it.
This is a more of a deep cut, right?
Among the wildflowers.
Great though.
You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Run away.
Moving on to tune and clue number five. What?
Wow.
We can't read it on the air. Nope. But Kelly just sent the most memorable text I've ever received in
my
life.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Kelly, can we call you?
That's.
Oh my gosh, live.
That was shocking by Kelly standards.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is off air show. Coming into
please,
the on-air show.
Please become on-air show.
I don't know. I don't want to hear the noises.
Is there a boot stuck in the mud?
Yeah.
Well, do you guys want to do tune and clue number five?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
What?
Perfect.
Where are we?
Number five. This song rolled during the final credits of The Big Lebowski. Alan Klein, this band's manager and owner of the song, initially wanted $150,000 for the movie's use of it. He was then convinced to let him use it for free when he saw the scene in which the dude says, I hate the effing Eagles, man. Here's tune number five. Any guesses?
I don't know that I've ever heard this.
This is the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers.
Oh. I thought it vaguely sounded like Mick Jagger, but yeah, I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Your clue made me think it was the Eagles. I go, this doesn't even sound like them, because it wasn't them.
What is that song called?
Dead Flowers.
Dead Flowers. Mm.
They did not have enough chlorophyll.
No, clearly not.
More like chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Tune and clue number six. The title of this song is an aquatic perennial, which is the national flower of both India and Vietnam. From ancient times, it has been a divine symbol in Asian traditions, representing the virtue of sexual purity. And in the classical literature of many Asian cultures, this flower was often used in verse as an allegory for ideal feminine attributes. The flowers, seeds, roots, and young leaves are all edible. And under favorable circumstances, its seeds may remain viable for many, many years.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Here's tune number six. I'll shape myself into
pocket.
Oh, this is from Kelly's Big Bag of Hits. Mm-hmm.
Band has been creepy before.
Okay, well, I know the band. Steve.
Steve.
Radiohead. Marigolds.
It's not Marigolds. Right band, though.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Free beer.
Free beer.
Radiohead Plants.
No. This is Radiohead. Lotus Flower.
Mm. Oh, obviously.
Duh. All right. Do you want me to do one more here?
Yes, please.
Okay. Tune and clue number 7. This song is from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Tommy. Post Malone, Sunflower. Oh.
I'll give it to you. There's a feature on there, too.
There
do you know who that is?
Sway something.
Whaley. It's the first pop rap hit that went 2x6 single. Nope. Went diamond twice. Hail.
What? It went 2x single?
I've been there.
The first ever 2x diamond single. That's what it says.
Oh, okay. So it went 2x diamond as a single.
Yes.
It shouldn't have, though. This is a terrible song.
Yeah, science.
What?
It's lame. It's so lame. It's like you can tell it's just written by formula.
As opposed to all the original stuff we get these decades.
Yeah,
that's true. Old guys complain about music. That's true.
But we're right.
Yeah. On the way, round 2, name that tune. And Kelly says we can read the text.
Okay.
Can we read the whole transcript?
Pretty
this
much.
It's without her permission, it's a HIPAA violation. I'm not a doctor, so I can't do that, but you know what I'm saying.
She said we could.
No, but she, yeah. Oof. She said,
get ready for that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.